This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
A few weeks ago, Derek, you'd have said this was a formality for Arsenal. Hull had looked pretty toothless, in all honesty. But they found something in the last week with the win against Crystal Palace in midweek, followed by that home win against Liverpool. And they've met those two teams, admittedly, at the perfect time, haven't they, Palace and Liverpool?
Well, they might also meet Arsenal at the perfect time. Chelsea probably will have wrapped up the title by then, even if Arsenal still held up any hopes. And what, you know, again, what I said about Man United, I'd echo that against about Arsenal. Is there, you know, the anti-climax, playing on a Monday night against Hull, you've got everything to play for. I like the look of Hull here. Arsenal won at Hull in the last few seasons, and I think they beat them earlier. No, they only drew 2-2 in the league game at the Emirates, but beat them in the Cup. But I wouldn't be backing Arsenal at short odds here. I really wouldn't. I just think there's going to be a huge sense of anti-climax for them on Monday night, whereas the opposite applies for Hull, because all of a sudden they're looking as though you know, one more win could do the business for them. They've got some tough games after this one. Hull. I mean, this is a tough one, obviously, but you know, this points aren't going to be easy for them between now and the end of the season. So if they can get another three here, you know, it's job done. 9-2 Hull is too big.
Okay. Hull, the bet for Derek at 9-2. We seem to sometimes, Lee, pigeonhole Arsenal as a team with a fantastically attacking team. And it's worth noting, though, that they haven't conceded a first-half goal in their last 13 Premier League matches, which is an incredible statistic, really.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is. You wonder how Hull will approach it, don't you? Because, you know, Derek mentioned that run-in. They've got Burnley at home after this, Tottenham away and Man United at home. So, yeah, but they must be focusing all their attention on Burnley. I mean, you could argue that they set up to defend here to the hilt and take a point. It moves them on to 35, which may well be enough. And then, you know, at least a point against Burnley, 36. You know, then they've got almost like two free games then to pick up another point if they can. But I think Arsenal will rip them. I think they'll go for it here, Arsenal. I don't think Arsenal always finish, you know, they always like to finish strongly. I think Wenger, it's one of Wenger's things, where they finish strongly and go into the next season. I think they'll be looking to finish in the top three for definite, and second if they possibly can. Level on points with Man City as we record this, of course, with a three-goal inferior goal difference. Man United just 2 points behind them. So I think Arsenal will go for it. The one thing I've noticed about Arsenal, though, you know, looking back at their away form, is you know, how many it's not particularly easy against the lesser clubs, and we've seen this before, haven't we? When you're back in Arsenal at the prices like this, that you're made to sweat for it. I mean, 7-10, people might think, oh, that's a great price. I can't back Arsenal at odds on extends to every odds on price. They make you sweat too much. 2-1 against West Ham, 2-1 at Crystal Palace, 2-1 at QPR, 2-1 at Newcastle, 1-0 at Burnley.
Yep.
I'm going to go for, there's two ways of playing this, I think. You either play Arsenal to win by a goal.
Yes.
Which it's a bit cold. You can't have that pre-match, really. I don't think we have the winning margin bets, but you have to do it on the handicap, don't you, with that match handicap tie business, which is a bit of a it's a bit of a hard one to explain, but it's basically Hull plus a goal versus Arsenal minus a goal.
Yep.
And that's effectively winning by one goal.
It is
a bit convoluted, 5-2. So why not take the Arsenal to win and both teams to score instead? That's probably the easiest way around of doing that bet, and that's 11-4. So it's bigger still. 11-4, Arsenal to win, both teams to score. We landed that in the Chelsea game, didn't we, midweek? For some reason, maybe it's just a bit of a psychological thing where they take the foot off the pedal a little bit. I can see Hull scoring.
Against the lesser teams, yeah, with Chelsea.
Yeah, I mean, Hull scored 2 against Chelsea. You know, they've been scoring goals at home. So, yeah, I'll go with that. Arsenal to win, both teams to score, 11-4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.